Okay, welcome back, everybody. We start today Hilchos Yayin Nesach. Hilchos Yayin Nesach is not frequently learned because the dinim are a bit involved, and we're going to try to start with the basic halachas of Yayin Nesach. The Shulchan Aruch is very mesuder here as far as breaking it down into different dinim. And Siman Aleph, Simuch Kuf Rav Gimel, the first Siman on Yayin Nesach, is the most negeya to us because it doesn't get involved in the way wine is made and all of these pratim which change today. And Yitz Hashem will get to that as well. But the siman talks about what yayin it applies to. The issues of yayin mavushal and yayin mazug are all in this siman. So, as I said, Kuf Chav Gimel is a very important siman as far as which wines it applies to. And later we'll get to the probably the more involved dinim. Now, before we begin, we have to discuss the origin of the Isser of Yayin Nesach. We spent this year learning the simanim of Chelek Beis, Pasakum, Bishalakum, and this of Shtia Emaakum, and the various gezeiros Chazal made Mishum Chasnus. All of those isurim are isurei achila bilvad. If you purchase food and it's asat Bishalakum, you're allowed to give it to your goyish worker, you're allowed to sell it. We never spoke about Isurei Hanoah in all of the simanim that we had till now. Yayin Nesach is an issue which involves, in certain cases, Isur Hanoah as well as Isur Achila. There are very few things, Bizman Hazeh, that are Osa B'Hanoah. It's rare that the Rav is asked Shailas, except perhaps Chametz B'Pesach, Isur Hanoah. It's rare that somebody cooks basa with cholov and comes to ask a shaila about selling it to a guy. It rarely happens. Avodah Zarah is asa b'hanoah. Most Jews don't have Avodah Zarah handy around the house to have problems with. What? Except for sheitlach. Yeah, sheitlach shaila is okay. And therefore, there really aren't so many Isur Hanoah issues. Yayin Nesach is such an issue. Now, what? Yeah, Indians don't call me with Shaila so much. I'm saying the people in this room, we don't have, I don't say it doesn't exist in the world, the people in this room don't have Shailas. But Shailas, when you get a bottle of wine, if you could at least sell it or give it to a guy who's your worker, that type of Shaila Visser Hanoah is a relatively unique to Hilchos Yayin Nesach. What is the reason Chazal were geyser? And where was the Gezeirah? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Vav talks about the origin of the Yisr. It's good to know Masechtas Avodah Zarah has three parts to it. Daf Lamed through Daf Mem, or more accurately, Chavtes Amid Beis, it's easy to remember, Lamed through Mem are the dinim of Isurei Achila V'Hanoah. Whether it's Bishalakum or Afiyasakum or Shemenakum, all these things are in that 10 blot. There's one Mishnah, Yesh Devarim Shasurim Bachila Ubana, one Mishnah, Yesh Devarim Shasurim Bachila Mutarim Bana, the third Mishnah, Yesh Devarim Shamutarim Bachila Bana. Lamed through Mem is sort of the Yeredeya section, the halachas we've dealt with. So there's like three Masechtas, from the beginning to Lamed, which deals with the mostly different Isurim of Avodah Zarah and their Mufneiver Bagayim, and then Lamed through Mem, and then Mem to the end deals with not dealing with Ugayim, but the other halachis, the halachis of which objects are Avodah Zarah and the dinim of Kashering. That's in the third part. On Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says the following. It says that the Gezerah of Yayin Nesach, and the Gemara says, Pitam Shamnam Yeinam Ubnei Seyem, is from the Bezdin Shel Yudches Davar. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai sat together at one group gathering, and they made a number of gezeiros, and in that, what's called the Bezdin Shel Yudches Davar, they asked Pasakum mentions the Pitam, Yenam, Shamnam, Shemen Akum was originally Asad, and B'naiseim. So the Gemara says that Yain Akum was Asad there. The Gemara then brings a Machlaikis if Daniel Asad it. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sefer Daniel that when Daniel was taken to the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, says V'Daniel Som Alibay Shelo Yizgoel BePas Bak Hamelech UBeYayim Mishtayim. That Daniel decided he wasn't going to eat the bread of the king or the wine that they drink. So there's Machlokes there, Rav and Shmuel, if Daniel Atzmai Gazar or Lechol Yisrael Gazar. So that the Beis Yosef here in the beginning of these halachas brings that actually Daniel, he passes that Daniel made the gezeira, not exactly enough kamina. He says Daniel was geyser, not to drink yayin akum. And then later the Bezin Shiyut Ches Dovar formally made the gezeira, and the Beis Yosef says, so why did you need Yud Ches Dovar? Daniel was centuries earlier. So Daniel was geyser on drinking, on shtia, and the Bezin Shiyut Ches Dovar was geyser even on a Jew's wine, if a guy touches it, and even Isurei Hanah. Now, what? Yeah, so Yayna Mishum B'nai Seyem. Yeah, I mentioned the Lashon HaGemara is Mishum. Gazal Pita Val Yayna Val Shamna Val B'nai Seyem. I think it's Mishum B'nai Seyem. So at any rate, now why is it Asa Bahanah? So here we're going to have a Machlekes Rishayim, which is Negea to the very first Sif and very Negea LaHalacha. If the Gezeirah was Mishum B'Naseihem, because we shouldn't drink wine with Goyim and come to socialize with them, because it could bring to intermarriage, Mishum Chasnos, so why did they Asa Bahanah? That's a reason to Asa B'Shtiyah. So here, there is a Machlekes Rishayim, and the Mechaber and the Ramah appear to take the two sides in this Machlekes Rishayim. The one approach is that the Isser, they were geyser, Mishum B'Naseihem, that their wine should be Kemo Yayin Nesach. Kishabo'u Ligzar Shavyinu Kiyayin Nesach. That's the Lashon of the Torah. When they came to make the Gezeirah, they said it should be like Yayin Nesach, and it's really all Mishum B'Naseihem. Since there's such a thing as Yayin Nesach, so Chazal already said, we'll make the guy's wine terrible like Yayin Nesach, and it's all one Gezeirah Mishum B'Naseihem. Apparently, fine people didn't socialize with whiskey too often, and it wasn't part of the usual Gezeirah. We had earlier, when we had, and was in Kufya Dalid, not to drink with Goyim, that the Archa Shulchan there said that Cognac, he mentioned, he didn't mention all whiskey, that it really it should also be us, but it wasn't part of the Gzeira. Okay, he says you shouldn't drink with them other things. But, okay, but it's not Asabah, no, it's certainly not Asabah, no, it's a question of sitting and drinking with them. But the Gzeira of Yayin Nesef, what we call Yistam Yeinam, Yayin Nesef, was only made on Yayin. Now, let me just finish. The Torah says that it's one Isra B'nai Seyan, and the Isra B'nai Seyan was that they made it Ki Yayin Nesef. The Ran says no. There are two Isurim. There's one Gezeira Mishum B'nai Seyan, that's enough to ask a B'shtiya, like Daniel was Geyser. There's a second Isur that the Goyim apparently were fond of turning wine into Yayin Nesach. You know, Lahavdol, like you always want to go and get a mitzvah wherever you go. So it's an easy mitzvah for them. Picked up a bottle of wine, they would be shashuch l'shem avaydezar. Since it was common Nisuch, so there was a second Zayr. This Ashtiya, this B'nai Sam is this Ashtiya. The Isur of Hanoah is the Isser because of a Shchashash and this Naseh Chlavay Dezar. It's Isser because of a Chashad that it was poor to have a Dezar. So that is now a tremendous Nafkamina. What? Once you would have had the second, you wouldn't need the first, but that was the Seder Advarim. Nafkamina will be when the second doesn't apply, the first still does. Oh, so the nafkamina between these two things is going to be, if you have, let's say, a ger toishav. If you have a ger toishav, and you know that he's not an oibid avodah zarah without a question. So what's the din of his wine? He's still a guy. He's still not allowed to marry into his family. So if you hold like the Ran, so by ger toishav, it's mutter pahanoah and asa b'shnia. Because the ger toishav, there's no chshash of menasech l'avodah zarah. It's only a chshash of an Isaiah. So there, that would be a nafkamina. And Mimela, of course, it comes now to a nafkamina to the Goyim today, which is the first sif, the Ramah. The nafkamina is Goyim bizman hazeh, who are what? It's tricky.
They're not so religious.
So there are two ways to express it. We're going to see in a minute. You could say Goyim today are atheists. They're not so religious. It's not true about all the Goyim. That could be one tanya. Or you could say even the Goyim, even the Catholics among us, it's not the style to go around and be menasech all the wine everywhere. They're just not so from anymore. Tosfos says on Beis Min Aleph and Avodah Zarah that even though the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do business with Goyim within 3 days of their holidays of Easter or of Xmas, but Bizman said they don't. Then they would go and praise their Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says Bizman said they're not so odd in their Avodah Zarah. It's enough that day not to do business with them. You don't have to worry 3 days before. They're not, you know, it's not lahavda like Pesach that they do achanis. You know, now achanis they go shopping and they go to Santa, but they don't. So we're going to discuss that. We'll discuss that. So let's try to go beseder, but I want to make this point. Two chilukin. One, the chiluk between the mahalach of the Tor and the mahalach of the Ran. If the Issa HaNoah is part of the Gezeirah B'nai Seyen, in which case it's B'zman HaZeh, or the Issa HaNoah is a separate Issa because of Yayin Esef, and then we could see maybe it changed. And the second Shaila, when we say Goyim today are different, do we mean they're different, they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Or do we mean they're different because they're not Menasech? And there'll be a tremendous Nafkamina, as we're going to see shortly. Okay. Today, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, I don't think Sunday is brought. I think it's brought Yom Eidam, which is not Mashmah Sunday.
Only during the football season.
Okay, let us see the Mechaber and Sif Aleph.
They drink beer then.
Stam Yeinam Shal Amimin, Oivdei Kechavim, Osa Bahanoa, Uhu Hadin Lemagom B'yayin Shalonu. Stam Yeinam of a guy is Osa Bahanoa. Stam yeina, meaning you don't know who was brought into the church, and who adin lemagam b'yayin shalonu if they touch our wine. That's a shteit mechaber, no mefarshim. The Ramah is mishum gezeiras yayin shenisnasech le'alilim. Now here the Ramah is saying the Das Haran. The Gros says it's Rashi and Tosis as well. That it's a separate gezeira mishum yayin shenisnasech le'alilim. Now before we go to the bizman hazeh, let's see the Taz Aleph. Taz says, "Mishum gzeres yainat pirish mishum b'nei seyem asruhu b'shtia, because of b'nei seyem they asked drinking. Mishum gzeres yainesach asruhu apahano. Ulefi tamze, yesh heter achshav kidemasik. According to this, there's a heter in Hanoah today, kidemasik, as the Ramah will say in a minute. Dehainu kivad she'ein yainesach gomer shkiach b'neinu, since real yainesach is not common." Batal hatam v'hutra gezeira. The reason is batal and the gezeira is hutra. Now hold on a second. We have an old klal that we've learned here a number of times. Sometimes we say Chazal made a gezeira and loy plug Chazar sashat. We always do Chazar sashat. I've never seen anyone shul being yaitzu Chazar sashat. It's a loy plug. We stick with it. Some gezeiras were loy plug, and some gezeiras we say batla tam, batla gzeir. So we had a rule in the Mati Yainasin back in the Kuf Tez Zavav or Kuf Tez Zayin. When do we say batla hatam, batla gzeir? And when do we say loy plug? So the Mati Yainasin gave us a very clear rule. He said if Chazal originally made exceptions based on the reason in their original gzeira, then Bizman HaZeh if the reason, that, just like they made exceptions, if there's no reason. So today also, if the reason is bottled, the gzeira is bottled. If Chazal originally made it with a light plug, we don't find any exceptions, then the gzeira runs till today. Light plug depends on the original gzeira. His marshal was Giloy. We spoke about Giloy. Chazal were geyser on certain drinks that are left open because of a chashash that a nachash would drink from it. The Rabbah says, Bizman Azad, that ain't the chashim etzuyim beineinu, it's mutter. So we said, what's the reason? Because in the original gezeirah of Giloy, they made an exception. If you have a mitzias where a nachash can't get to it, the example was if a basket is hanging from the ceiling, you screw a hook into the ceiling and hang a basket and put drinks into it that are left open. So we said, there's no gezeirah of Giloy. You already says in the Gemara, because snakes can't climb on ceilings, apparently. So therefore, in the original gezeirah, they made an exception. The original gezeirah made an exception. So therefore, today they are no nechashim mitzuyim beinenu. There's no gilui. Masha'en kein in gezeirahs that no exceptions were made. For example, by cholavakum, Ramesha, for example, holds that cholavakum was a loy plug. Ramesha goes with the shita that there were no exceptions on cholavakum. See, he holds that even batel hatam, there are no trei for animals, it's not a good enough reason to be matir. Ramesh is matir in America because he holds it's an ansadi. It is yayin. But he says that yayin, cholavakum is an example of something that's a light plug in the Avgazera stands. So lemaisa, that's the rule. Now, let's apply it here. Chazal asserd, goy's wine behanoa, because of what? Maybe there were menasach. Were there exceptions? There was an exception. We're going to see there was an exception. A tinuk, a goyish child, who's eina yodeya b'tiv avodah zarah. You have a goyish kid who's not a gil chinuch, you know, by the goyim. I don't know what's a gil chinuch by the goyim. But you have a 4 or 5 year old child. He doesn't know anything about nisach avodah zarah, and he touches a wine. So Chazal said it doesn't answer b'hanoah. There's no isahanoah because there's no gezeira of nisuch by a child who's too young to know tiv avodah zarah. Memela, bizman hazeh, we see there's an exception based on the reason. So bizman hazeh, if you have ordinary goyim that are not bekiyim b'tiv avodah zarah, so the same exception applies. The matiyanis, it fits well, and what's going to be very geshmak, we'll see in a second, the shach, when the Ramah says bizman hazeh, doesn't apply, the shach says kemai, like the dinim of a child. The shach says it in Sifkat and Gimel. He says, "The have a ketinuk sheinim aske shem alilim lekama resim chav kuklav dalid deino yosei yayim b'magoi ela b'shtiya." The shach and sivkat and gimel says, "Mamish this is fits beautifully with the mati einusin." That here we're going to say bizman hazeh is different because bizman hazeh they're not yodeya, they don't they're not bekiyim in tiv avodah zarah, and the same thing would apply bizman einu with even older guy. So Mati Anderson here it fits in beautifully, and generally it fits in all over Shas beautifully. This Ishtia still pertains. The Gzeira Mishum B'nai Seyem was made without a light plug. Was made with a light plug, without exceptions. Mishum B'nai Seyem, apparently it always applies. Now, okay, so let's see inside the Din of Bizman Hazeh. And I'll tell you before we start reading, we're going to have to know if this heter is only b'shas hadchak or always, this heter to take wine, people sometimes ask me, it comes the holiday season, and they're buying things to give their gayusha clients. Are they allowed to buy stam yenam to give? The therapists give schnapps. Well, are you allowed to buy stam yenam? Is there a heter Bahanoa of a guy's wine today? Is it absolute? So if you get a bottle of wine, you can give it away. Right, let's see the Ramah. Let's learn it carefully, and we'll try to understand. Back to the Ramah. Mishum gzeris yayin shenisnasech le'alilim. Ubizman hazeh. She'eino shchiyach. Now be medayek in his lashon. Eino she'a she'umais minaschim la'avay deskefavim. He doesn't say that they're not religious goyim. He says that it's not shchiach that the goyim are menasech l'avodah zarah. Yesh oimrim, calls it yesh oimrim. De b'maga oive kachovim b'yayin shalanu einoy osa b'hanoa rak b'shtia. That the goyim touching our wine is not an issa hanoa, it's only an issa shtia. V'chein stam yayin shalahem. And the same thing, you go in, you buy stam wine in a liquor store. Einoy osa lihenes mimenu. You know, it's not osa to have hanoa. Ulochein. Now here it gets tricky. He says, therefore what? Therefore, muta ligvais bechayvai min oivei kechavim stam yeinam, mishum dehavi kematzil miyadam. He says that you're allowed to take from a guy who owes you money, you're allowed to take stam yeinam, dehavi kematzil miyadam. This doesn't sound like a lachatchila dekehet. Sounds like you're stuck, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Vehu hadin bishar hefsid. And who hadin any case of loss, kagayim, im avar v'kana oimachar, if already a person already bought it, oimachar, he sold it, to shaylus, can I take money for it? So it's already a case of hefsid, but makim hefsid, it's muta. Abel l'chatchila, asa l'knoise, yo l'moich, reik de l'stakibay. But l'chatchila, a person should not get involved in buying and selling stam yeinam, because it's not a hefsid. V'yesh makilim gam b'zeh. And some say even that's mutter, the tov lahachmir, and it's good to be machmir. So it comes out here at the end that, well, what's saying here is that it's only mutter b'mokim hefsid, and it's enough of a hefsid that you already have the bottle. How much is the bottle? $10. Well, he's saying his, as far as going to a business, says lachatchila asal k'naisi ulamaychreik deilas takabai v'yesh.
So if a person really can only go into a kosher establishment,
I'll
explain
if you want, the part I'll address separately. But first, the question of when it's mutter. I have a bit of a stira in where it's mutter. If we need hefsid mu'it is mutter or hefsid meruba. Now, nafkamina of hefsid mu'it, hefsid meruba obviously is in a case where someone gives you a bottle of wine. And it's it's a $5, $10 bottle of wine. It's not a hefsid meruba to any of us. Someone gave you a gift. He says kvar kona if you already got it. So the question is, so here I have a little bit of a problem. What seems to be a stira in the shach, if it's hefsid meruba or hefsid mu'it. The shach is simi kuf chaf hei, as if cotton bays. Writes that the issue is enough hefsid mu'it. There he writes, there's a different heter there of hefsid meruba in the Ramah. It says kasha, double avachi mutter, kuf chaf hay, some cotton base. There, it talks about a heter of hefsid meruba, kasha, double avachi mutter, fill of hefsid mu'it, kamasha kasabnu lael, kuf chadal, sif chadal, mitam david chav is manazel, lavavidis chavimei, chavimagam, ushloi bekavon. So there, the shach says that b'zman hazeh hefsin mu'it is mutter. So according to that shach, it sounds like even behefsin mu'it, it's enough to be matir. On the other hand, a shach in Kuf Yudalid talked about sitting and drinking with Gayim. The shach there said in Sivkat Yud Zayin that where it says that it's aser, he says haynu midina. There he says, Mokem Hefsin Meruba. Because it talks about drinking with Gayim. Again. Lamai de Kaimalon, Reisim Kuchav Gimel, the Stamyena Bisman Azem Mutabano, the Mokem Hefsin Meruba, who had in Hacha. Same thing, Kuf Yudalit. That's what. So the Shach here says, you need Hefsin Meruba. The shach there says hefsid mu'it. So it comes out a bit of a difficult situation in how to paskin lahalacha. Now, I want to explain this, just there are two tracks to the explanation, so there are questions, let me take it first. Yeah.
I know some holiness is of menasech, right? A sealed bottle, what's a shayla of menasech?
On a sealed bottle, there's no shayla of menasech. I want to explain to you, it depends who sealed the bottle. If it was a guy's wine,
And the guy had it before he sealed it. He put it into a bottle and sealed it. It's too late.
Joe Gallo.
A Goyish effective. Says that a sealed bottle. That bottle Goyim handled when it was still not sealed, when it was open. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
so you can't take your Inessa, seal it, and make it
mukkah. Oh, but here's your bottle.
You should know a closed bottle, even if it's not sealed. If a guy handles a closed bottle in front of you, you know you didn't open it. There's no yayin nesach even on closed bottles. It's not that there has to be menaseach yayin that's in a closed bottle. You only need a seal if you're not there to know it wasn't closed. It wasn't open. But a closed bottle, there's no yayin nesach here.
How does this relate to the general?
So that's why I wanted to leave it for later, right? It should have to do with the general, is there? And that's why doing business I wanted to push aside for a minute.
How would you accept the music that even in the kosher wine factory, you can't even have God anymore?
That's true. If I recall, I read once that Kedem had only employees from Jews, and they had to get some type of a waiver. Once they reached a certain size, they had to get some sort of a legal waiver to be able to employ only Orthodox Jews. Now, once you get big enough, the unions notice you, and it's discrimination. Yeah. Now, right. So why is it an issue? Right. It seems the reason is because of the machlekes rishayim I started with. If the gezeira is mishum nisuch, so then the exception of the matiyanisim would apply. If the gezeira was one gezeira b'nei seyem, so why are we makel by ketan? We'll have to see. But then it's one total gezeira. But then we still make back time, so we're still going to have to understand. There's an aspect of that which is a bit complicated.
But
now,
guy seeing,
I want to discuss separately. And we're not going to find anywhere in any in this book about guy seeing it. It's a Shlach HaKadosh. And the Shlach HaKadosh only said not to use it for Kashal Bracha. Now, if a guy sees it, not to use a Kashal Bracha. And I don't want to, if I get sidetracked. Again, the issue we're discussing is Bizman HaZeh, what to do be Isser Hanoah. And we have a Stiris HaShach. The Shach in Kuf Yudal, it says you need Hefse Meruba. The Shach in Kuf Chaf Hei, Sef Katan Bey, says Hefse Muit. Aliyah, there's Nekudas HaKesef in Kuf Chaf Ches. Taz Gimel also says a Lashon of Hefse Meruba. And therefore, this is something which is something of an issue. The Chazon Ish asks the Stira. And Chazon Ish is in Yeridei, Simin Nun, Sivkot and Tess. He doesn't totally answer it. He makes sort of a pshara. At the end of his pshara, he ends up that you need Hefsin Meruba, except by Magali De Dover Acher, which is a case in Kofav Dalit, where he says even Hefsin Muit. So that's the Chazon Ish deals with it. What's the din? The Chochmas Adam in Klalai in Vavs, if you'd base, says that you need Hefsin Meruba, and the Chochmas Adam is pretty much the place of Gafra in Yeridei. Chochmas Adam, Aruch HaShulchan is no Aruch HaShulchan. We don't have Aruch HaShulchan on these Simanim. And therefore, we have to pretty much go with the Psak of the Chochmas Adam as the place of Gafra. And it seems from there that you would need Hefsin Meruba. It's a little funny because if you look again at the Ramah's Lashon, the Ramah didn't say Hefsin Meruba. He said Hefsin. And all right, Chochmas Adam says Hefsin Meruba. Now there are two tracks to this. There's a second, very important track, and you're going to have to follow me to the conclusion to see why Bizman HaZeh most Paiskim today I make a leave and perhaps into it. There are two issues. This Ramah is talking about Goyim that are Catholics. They're, I don't want to use the word Catholics. Let's say they're Oved Avodah Zarah. We'll discuss who's an Oved Avodah Zarah. The Catholics are Oved, assuming they're Oved Avodah Zarah. He's talking about Oved Avodah Zarah. And his heter is Ein Regilin Lenasech. His heter isn't, they're not Oved Avodah Zarah. His heter was, the Ramah said, Bizman HaZeh She'ein HaShchiyah Shuv Mis Menas L'Avodah Zarah. That's a geder of an Eved Avodah Zarah that's not Rogel Anasef. So that heter is a heter which he says behefsid Beruba, according to the Chacham Sof. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholei Asuros Perek Yud Aleph, where he talks about these dinim, the Rambam says the following. Now you have to know, the Rambam, if you ever learned his Igeres Hashmad, Rambam's Igeres Hashmad is a tirade against Rabbonim who spoke harshly against those who were in Sephardic countries, who were not Maisa Nefesh, who were not willing to die rather than to be Maida to Dasa Yishmaeli. And the Rambam writes there very powerfully, very strongly, that that the Noitzrim are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Catholics are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Islam is not Avodah Zarah. It's a Novi Sheker. And it's not Begeder Avodah Zarah. Now, what's the get to us, the Rambam in Hilchos Macholei Asuros writes that the Noitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Dinei Yayin Nesach apply. Mashain Kain, the Ishmaelim, who are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and those who follow Islam, they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Rambam says their wine is Mutter Bahanah. There's still the Issa Shtia, the Gzera B'nei Seim applies, but there is no Isser of Hanah. Now we'll talk about the Catholics soon, just about the Ishmaelim. The Ramah, the Mechaber. The Mechaber didn't bring a Heter Bizman Hazeh. Later, Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Vav, he says, Kol Oivdei Kechavim She'enoi Oivei Alilim, Ye'enoi Oser B'Shtiyah U'Muta Bahanoa, U'Mago B'Yayin Shalom U'Shova Le'enoam She'oser B'Shtiyah. There, the Mechaber is Soysim, there's very little Mepharshim there, says that the Goyim who are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, it's a separate Heter. The Ramah said they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but they're not Menasech. The Mechaber says, what about Goyim that are B'chlal not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? So he says their wine is Asa B'Shtiyah Mutar Bahanah, and the Taz on their right, Kegoyin Yishmaelim. He writes, Kegoyin the Yishmaelim that are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and their wine is Mutar Bahanah and only Asa B'Shtiyah. Now, we can argue, and we'll talk a little about the status of the Catholics or the other versions of Catholicism that are among us, but as far as atheists, somebody who's not an Eved Avodah Zarah, not an atheist, not Pekiris, Zarah Valyavar to be an atheist, but somebody who's an atheist would fall under that category of Yeinam Mutar Bahanah, without even a hefsid mu'it, without any makom hefsid at all. So here we have a second heter. Like I said, there are two tracks. There's one track where they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but they're not menasech. So that we have a stiras hashach, hefsid merubah, hefsid mu'it. In a case where they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah at all, and they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah at all, the Goyim, their wine is totally Mutar Bahanah. Now, what does that mean? As far as an atheist, it's easy. Even an agnostic, it's not a dinner of Eved Avodah Zarah. And that's Mutar. So that is a heter. Now, what about the Goyim among us? Mutar Bahanah. So, first of all, when you're Mesupik, if you're not sure, so you could already be Seimach on Hefsid Mu'it. Grad, if you look at the bottom line on the page in the Gilyam Arshah, the copies, it's not, is it there? Do you have the Gilyam Arshah all the way to the bottom?
Yeah.
Gilyam Arshah writes, Shulchan Aruch Sefal Fuadin Lamaga B'yayin, V'chol Sofik Shari. He writes in a general way, Kol Sofik Shari, we're going to have to see where that applies. But by Sveikis nowadays, The question is, you really have a strong tzirif to be makel, at least perhaps to do it, or even to go into business with wine that's coming from a source which is not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Now,
the problem with wine, we get nowadays, OU, talk about what we're
actually going to do. OU, we're going to have to discuss what Hechsherim do today. the good Hesherim, the ones that we would use.
No, the Yiddish people, it's okay.
The place that's all Yiddish people, what are you worried about?
I'm talking about the Hagayim working. Like,
so we're going to have to discuss how you could give a Hesher a place with the Hagayim. It's a separate discussion. And I'd like to wait till I have all the information to discuss it. But what about the Christians today in the United States? There are countries or even areas in America where they are religious. New York, it's a very strange thing. In New York, constantly the polls show that most people in New York are atheists. And when the Pope comes to visit, 90% believe in the Pope, you know. And it's funny, they're kind of consistently, when the question is, do you believe there was a creator? Most Goyim believe in a creator. When the question is, do you believe in God? Most Goyim don't believe in God. It's a very strange thing. It's like the Goyim don't think about it too much. Like, don't bother me with it. You know, today we live in a practical world. The philosophy is not popular. Technology means you have to know things. You have to know how things work. To know, you know, how we got here, it's not a popular topic.
So,
the Tinnik Shanishpa. Okay. So it's not clear to us exactly. However, let's say you have some of the Polish Agayim or down south, you have these Southern Baptists or. You know, they know Nach better than us, right? They have all these Nach names. What is their status? So the Ramah in different places is mashma. It's not mashma, it's clear that Christianity itself is an Avodah Zarah klapei Klal Yisrael. For example, the Ramah, in the uncensored versions of the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, and in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Gimel, says that a cross, a Shesi Ve'erev, a cross, is an Avodah Zarah, it's Asa Bahanoah, if they pray to it, or they kiss it, whatever they do. The Ramah says the necklaces that have a cross, that are Lezecher Ba'alma, are mutter, they're only Zecher Ba'alma, because they don't pray to it. And he makes the chilah between that cross and the cross that they have in front of the church, which are the ones that they're oivet. So that the Ramah unquestionably holds that that the cross by itself is, when it's held by people who are oivet Christianity, is avodah zarah. There's a more famous Ramah in Aruch Chaim who says that that even though you know, it shouldn't be a shutif with a guy, because he may end up swearing l'shem avodah zarah, but b'zman hazeh, you don't have to worry. That Ramah seems to say that Christianity is not avodah zarah, and the understanding of the Ramah is that it's not avodah zarah for goyim. Here it says, don't be a shutif with a guy. The guy will swear it is avodah zarah. It's l'fnei iver, it's l'fnei iver by goyim. So that depends if it's avodah zarah to a guy. A guy is obligated to believe in a creator. The idea that that Christianity began with, that there's a shituf, that there's a trinity, that there are three partners so somehow to God. So they believe in a creator, believe in shituf. For that, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's a din in Klal Yisrael, Achdus Hashem. But shituf for goyim is not avodah zarah. That's the way the Ramah is understood. By many, the Noida Bihuna and the Tshuva says, no, you're misunderstanding the Ramah. The Shai Tshuva brings it there. The Chavisir and others say, no, that is Pshat in the Ramah. So there's something of a discussion that makes for a good shiur in December time, if whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah for them. But that Christianity is Avodah Zarah for a Yid, that there's no Shaila. The Ramah says it in a number of places. As a matter of fact, when he brings Shloshi Yomim, Asa Lasei Lasei Simayim, so there itself, it says that it's mutim bizman hazeh she'enum b'kiyim b'avay dezar. It doesn't say she'enum b'avay dezar. It says she'enum b'kiyim b'avay dezar. They're not the oduk ter avay dezar. So that, it appears that Christianity, klapei klal Yisrael, is avay dezar, which means that we have now a distinction. All wine bizman hazeh in our countries is mutah b'hanah v'hefzeh merubah. All wine held by Muslims or or atheists or agnostics is mutter without any hefsid at all. And the question is the in between. The oivdei avodah zarah who are not menasech, which is this Ramah. So we have, as I said, something of a stira. The Ramah's lashon is that it's mutter b'makom hefsid. He doesn't say hefsid meruba. Who had the mishar hefsid? The shach in two places says hefsid meruba, and one place that says it do it. So look, if it's hefsid buit, I would tell you to be machmir. It's not a big hefsid. You try to be yitzakol hashitas. And rather, by things that are chashash of avodah zarah, we don't say safit rabbanon lekula. By chashashes of avodah zarah, generally, we're going to have it later, Chazal were machmir on tzveikis by avodah zarah. When it's a gezerah mishum b'nei seyen, Chazal were mekel. It's like every safit rabbanon lekula. But gezerahs that have to do with avodah zarah, amur chomer, you stay away from it. And I think it's yadua that the gra was very makbid on any symbol of a cross, anything that has a tzelem. They're very makbid, and the Stipler's family are very makbid on anything with a tzelem, on the window panes that have a cross or a plaid. They brock didn't wear plaid suits because of the tzelem, you know. It's, but they're makbid on things that are plaid.
Tie is a tzelem.
Why is a tie a tzelem? Yeah. Okay. So that's why they don't wear ties. But my point is, Apidin. Excuse me. Cheshoshes of Yayin Nesach. The person should try to be machmir, unless the guy is an atheist. By sveikis, you could be mekel behefsid muet, because without a hefsid, why do it? But by sveikis, you could be mekel behefsid muet because. Right.
If the wine was given to you,
what?
Why do you want more machmir on chasnas? Because that's more of a problem to avodah zarah.
But it's not a problem based on yayin, right? It's a problem based on
the question of hefsid religion. To go out and do business with it. But if you got it already, let's say the gift was given.
If the gift was given to you, if it's hefsid muit, so if the person who gave it to you is not a avodah zarah, so you can even use about
no.
A nice Italian one. So, what are you going to do? Call Italy and find out? I don't know. So, I can't tell you which wines are and which wines are not. Maybe it will be a nice Hechsher business to find out which Gayesha wines are. Are they of Avodah Zarah and which ones are not? Yeah, if you have a bottle of a Yid's wine, that's closed, it's no problem. You remember the guy's wine was a guy's before it was put into
when
a sealed bag.
He was stamping on it.
But the guy's okay. Great. That's okay. Already, it's just squeeze great.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Let's see Siv Beis.
The Muslims, they don't touch the wine. They don't even drink or not touch wine. It's not because of the Muslims.
The Muslims don't touch wine, but cloud.
They don't even touch
that's
it.
Very good.
It, you know.
Good. How have I all the guy?
Not because of the
Muslims. Siv Beis. Also, lasis merchatz mistam yainam lechayla shein beisakana. The mechaber who holds that wine is also bahanah. Also, lasis merchatz mistam yainam. Sounds like fun. A bath in wine. Expensive bath. You're not allowed to make a bath out of their wine. Lechayla shein beisakana. Why? Because it's also bahanah. Why does he have to say this? I'm not sure. Why does he have to say it? Lechayla, it's included in Cephalus. What's the chiddush in Sif Beis? So I don't know.
I might have thought that
maybe it's a gemay. It's a gemay.
The gra seems to say the shaila is because before you take a bath, you warm up the wine. Not gonna take a cold bath. So shaila is if that's yayim avoshul. So Sif Gimel is yayim avoshul. The shaila is whether the bathhouse is good, but once it's aser yayin nesach, heating it doesn't help. So okay. Let's see Siv Gimel. Yayim Avoshel. It's out of order if that's Pshat Nachinam. Well, the words itself are okay. The Chiddush is it. Siv Gimel. We're going to have now, not all today, we're going to have five or six exceptions to the Isser of wines to which Yayin Nesach doesn't apply. The first is the most famous, Yayin Mavoshel. Now, before I say anything, let me tell you that all grape juice is cooked. Kedem was Mefarsim before Pesach. that the glass 1.5 liter bottles are not yayin mavushal. I didn't understand that, because how does grape juice become grape juice? When you squeeze grapes, you don't get wine. You squeeze grapes, you get grape juice. Why does grape juice turn into wine? Because there's bacteria, different types of microscopic creatures. There are microscopic creatures everywhere, not just in the strawberries and the raisins, right? There are creatures in wine that consume the sugar and excrete alcohol, right? Just like every living thing consumes and gives out. So these creatures, they take sugar to live on, and they give out alcohol. And that's why if you let wine stand, it changes. If it's in a good place, it'll change it to wine. If it's in a bad setting, a hot setting, it'll turn into vinegar. So that's what takes place. Now, how do you keep it grape juice? Only one way. You have to kill the bacteria. Now, you can't go fishing for the bacteria because they're very tiny and you can't really pull them all out. So there's one easy way to kill the bacteria is you cook the wine, you cook the grape juice. When you cook grape juice, when you boil it, they die. And because they die, the grape juice stays grape juice forever and ever. So the question is, how could Kedem advertise that they have grape juice that's not Mavushal? So I went, it's very fresh, it will be very fresh in Achinami. But it would, I don't know how long these things sit in the store, but they would eventually probably turn into vinegar. But what they do, I went to their website, and Agav, they have their, if you want, I didn't look at it, but there's a video of the production. If you want, how it gets from one to the other. But anyway, they do cook all grape juice. Every grape juice is cooked. They just cook it at what they say is a temperature lower than is required for Bishul, what's called Bishul. We're going to discuss in a minute what's called Bishul, how hot of a temperature is called Bishul. So whatever you hold the temperature is, they cook, they pasteurize it. It's pasteurized to kill bacteria. They pasteurize it at a temperature which the Hechsher, that their Hechsher holds, is less than what makes it Mavushal. And for that reason, it's called by them Yayin She'enei Mavushal, and it's more Mohuder for the Arba Kaisis. But all grape juice is cooked. Yes, our wine expert resident. Yes, the one that says Mavushal is cooked at a hotter, at over. They advertised this year that the 1.5 liter bottles are every year. Okay, 1.5 liter bottle is Einam Mavushal, and all the other grape juice is. That was the advertised. The glass 1.5 bottle. But at a higher temperature. We're going to discuss the temperature. And we're mentioning the Tshuva holds 165 degrees. And the Tzelema holds 195 degrees. There has two Asherim. It has, I think, from Tzelema, which, and they also have from the OU. The OU holds 175. I'm not sure why. We're mentioning the Tshuva writes 165. So I don't know why the discrepancy, the 10 degrees. I don't think it's a major issue. But they say 175. And that's the... Now, where does it come from? So let's learn inside the dinum of Yayin Mavushal. And we have to know two things. Why is Yayin Mavushal different? And then the question of how hot.
Why do the microorganisms hassle water if you don't hassle water?
Microorganisms don't hassle water. The problem with copepods in water is that they're visible. Is that copepods, when they're alive, are visible. As a matter of fact, I had one of the fellows was very involved in this. I told him, I gave out water around my table, a Shabbos table, there were maybe 25 people. I gave everyone a cup of water, and I asked anyway if anyone sees anything in it. And no one could see anything in it. So he did is he went to Prospect Park and took a bottle of water out of the lake, and he brought it to me. He asked me if I see anything. When they're alive, you see them. You can't see a head or fins or anything, but you see them moving. They move in spurts. They dart back and forth. When they're moving, they're very visible to the eye. When they're not moving, it's very hard to discern them. They're white in clear water, and it's very hard. A person who's trained can see it. The question is if that's called visible. If they're visible because of their movement, and arguably one could argue the point. They're not visible when they're dead. By us, they're dead. There's chlorine in them.
Are they the same size and
So no, they're different. In wine, it's microorganisms; they're not visible to the eye ever. And in water, copepods are totally different creatures. They're different creatures. They're not microorganisms. Copepods are crustacea. They're from the oyster family. A lot of calcium in them, but it's just they're not big enough to give you too much calcium. But they're No, from the lake. So, well, it's all right. Maybe it's not the same thing. Anyway, that's not my point. Getting back here. Yayim avoshel. Why is yayim avoshel? You know, we didn't learn it inside. Let's see Siv Gimel. Yayim avoshel shalal lusha dagavayi. Ha'ivik kacham. You should say. What do you have? The ha'ivik is probably a mistake. Should be ha'ivik kacham. Yayim avoshel shenagavayi ha'ivik kachavim. Mutter. All right, do one at a time. Yayim avushal shenaga b'ayayve kechavim mutter. Why is yayim avushal any different than any other wine? Now hold on a second. Listen carefully. Mishum yatu gzeres. When I say them, yayin nesach. I understand the goyim are not menasech yayim avushal. It's possible according to their rules for their nisach. But B'nai Seyem? What's going on with B'nai Seyem? Why should B'nai Seyem be mutter? Shach Vav says, Afilu b'shtia. Afilu chatchila mutter l'shtai Seyem b'ayve kechavim. Kenu b'shasu paiskim. Mutter l'chatchila b'shtia. Why is it mutter b'shtia? So here, Rishonim give different pshatim, and the Anafkaminis in the pshatim. The Taz brings the Rosh's reason, and Ramesha argues, he doesn't understand paiskim that have chumris on yayim avushal because of a Rashba, because of a Rambam. So the halacha is like the Rosh. You take the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Rosh's reason. What's the Rosh's reason? So Taz, which Taz is it's a cut and gimel, yayim avushal ba'ashri kasav b'shaisem meviyai tumuahu kivin de gazru mishum b'nai sayem. If the gzeru was made because of intermarriage, because of socializing, chi mishum shir sichai lo shayachach gzeru. If you're going to say they don't pour it to Avodah Zarah, we're going to have later yayin that's mixed with water. It's also not poured on their mizbeach. And it's still osir. Since it's not shchiach to cook wine, a wine connoisseur will tell you that cooked wine is inferior. And therefore, it's not shchiach to have yayim avushal. Mimela, they weren't geyser. On a milsa v'loy shchiach, they were not geyser. Now the Taz, what?
They
were shah geyser mishum b'nai sam. Now the Taz goes on to explain the lomdis. It's a bit late, so I want to explain it outside. The Taz says, Chazal were loath to make a gezeira of wine that's osir b'shtiyah and mutar b'hanah. Because I were afraid if some wine will be asa b'shtiyah muta b'hanah, people are going to get confused. They'll think all yayin esech is only asa b'shtiyah muta b'hanah. So Chazal wanted to make only things that are blanket asa, that it's asa ready b'hanah too. So they said, on a davar ashchiyach, even if they don't pour it like yayin mazug, wine mixed with water, which is shchiyach, so even though they don't pour it on their mizbeach, but since we're going to be geizer b'nai seyem, so we don't want to make chalukim. We're going to ask about hanoah as well. But a davar d'loy shriach, like yayim avushal, so to aser yayim avushal, even b'hanoah, because of a light plug, Chazal didn't want to make things only aser b'shtiyah muta b'hanoah, so therefore they said, on a davar d'loy shriach, we're not going to aser b'chlam. That's how the Taz explains the difference in yayim mazug and yayim avushal. And therefore, one minute, I'll get to that. Well, therefore, he says that yayin mevushal is when Chazal asked it, they didn't ask it not b'shtia, not b'hanah, because they had a policy. They didn't want to make gezeris on things that are aser be. They don't want to make gezeira on things that'll be aser b'shtia muta b'hanah. And that's his explanation. That's the Rosh's explanation. The reason they were on geizer b'nai seyem is because like shchiach. Even though it's like shriach, it should be included in the gzeira. Chazal didn't want to make a plug. So the ikar reason is because it's like shriach, and that's the Tam HaRosh. Yes. Right.
Dr. Pepper is mutter and wine is aser, right? Chazal, what Chazal aser, they aser. You know, shtei alfim Torah, there's a time Chazal set up gezeiris. And we don't make vayta gezeiris beyond what Chazal were guys. Now, what? In wine. No. Drinking with a guy is asatzka fiyadalos. With a guy is asatzka fiyadalos. The gezeira on any of a guy's wine, because you might come to drink with them, that harchaka was not made on a davar leishchiya. But we had a kufyadalos that you're not supposed to drink with a guy in bechlal, and at least like the Archa Shulchan, it meant all midi the mishaker that are he said that are shchiya in his days. He said cognac, as I said, is awesome. That's what Shimon is saying, right? There are two things. One is drinking with them, and one is the isra on the chefts of the wine. Drinking with them, even you bring along your own wine. You're not supposed to drink with them. You go out to a... that's what Shimon is saying, yeah. That's drinking with them. That's on drinking with them. That's Mishnah Lishtai Simon. Drinking with a guy is always awesome. No. The gezeira of drinking with them is a separate gezeira. That's kuf yudalit. It doesn't say any exceptions for this. Here, where they ask that it's sort of the cheftz shel yayin, that it's asking if you take it home, here, that's what we're talking about. Now, I have to tell you, this is the rush. There are other reasons. The Rambam writes that the yayin nesach, yayin mefushel is not asur, because you're not allowed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. That's why it's not asur. So the Ritva writes, Ma'inyin Mizbeach, Eitzel, these dinim. What in the world does the fact that it's not poured on the Mizbeach have anything to do with these dinim? So the Chazanish has a Hezber in the Rambam, a Meredika Hezber, that Chazal only asur Mishum Avodah Zarah things that are similar to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam Shita is, it's Man Yom in the Gemara, but the Rambam alone among the Rishayim has a Shita that an animal, Shiesh by Mum, that a guy is Magdish for a Karban L'Avodah Zarah, doesn't become Aser. Makal Neser, Behema Einei Neser. A stick is Aser. Because wood they bring on the Mizbeach. But a Behema Shiesh by Mum, the Rambam Shita is, can't become an Avodah Zarah itself. No Balchai could become a Guf Avodah Zarah. Harim is Mamayat Balchai. But it could be an animal that was... what's the word Chazal used that was designated as a takruvis avodah zarah, but a balmum not. So Chazal Nish has a hezber that Chazal used the Beis HaMikdash as a sort of a template for what they asked. Chazal Nish says Mamela, the Rambam's a dasi achin, that's why nobody here brings the Rambam, they only bring the Rush. So al kopanim, there are other explanations besides the Rush. Now there is another explanation which is found in the Rajba. The Rajba says that cooked wine is not awesome mishum b'naseyam because it doesn't taste so good. It's an inferior wine. So inferior drinks, they didn't awesome mishum b'naseyam. Now this Rajba is very important. There are those, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Bicha Shlomoi, the tshuva, for those who want to see, is a chelak aleph, tshuva chof hei. I saw a similar tshuva in the Kovitz tshuvas of Rebbe Yashin, Vod L'chaim. They write that our wine today, that's Yayim Mevushel, does not have a din of Yayim Mevushel, because really, why is wine inferior when you cook it? Because the alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature. Today, the cooking of the wine is done in a sealed environment, which means whatever evaporates falls right back in. And Shlomo Zalman writes, and wine connoisseurs will disagree with this, that the yayin mevushel shalanu einay mishtane tamay kolkach. He says afilu mitzanovim shalanu, even the grapes of shalanu, it's not mishtane tamay kolkach. And he says it's not mevushel lekula and lechumra. He says legabe using it for kiddush, if you use lechatchila, it's not yayin mevushel. And legabe a goy, you can't be mekel because it's einay mishtane tamay kolkach. As I state, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe, as I mentioned earlier, and his tshuva on this issue, which is in Chelek Gimel, Yerdeya Gimel, tshuva Lamed Aleph. Rav Moshe is matmiya, and the Michas Yitzchak is the same tmiya. He says that the Rajba's reason
that they were mekel on yayim mevushel because it's neshtana tamay is not brought in the halacha, not in the Beis Yosef and not in the Taz and not in Shulchan Aruch. They bring the Rosh's reason because it's in a shkiach kol kach kol le gozru. So Ramosha is matmiya. You're right. According to the Rajba, our wine, you could argue, doesn't have a din of Ushul. But what does that have to do with halacha? In the halacha, you have the din of the Rosh and the... What? Isn't that as that? So I don't remember that. It could be. It could be, but he's saying that they weren't geyser. In the original Gzeira, they weren't geyser because it wasn't... Our Yayim of Ushul you can use. Now, I don't know if you notice the Israeli grape juice is very different. Somebody's used to American grape juice, finds it hard to drink it. I suspect that they cook it there. I don't know. I'm just guessing. They cook it differently there. And it's taka nishtana tamei legreyusa. It's taka very inferior. Yes. Chatkila for Kiddush and yeah. Okay, so why does the is it that the taste turns? Is it that it starts to?
When we do dish, we also put in preservatives. And as you saw, they don't even put in preservatives as a rule. They're not putting in preservatives.
That's why it's an inferior tasting grape juice.
It's not what we're used to.
Now we're used to it. It depends on your taste. I understand. Okay, it's not pasteurized at all. Okay, that's why it tastes different. All right. So, at any rate, this is a machlaikis between these shitas. It's a machlaikis in a Yinav Adrabanan, and you know, we have Vayasu and Makubal to go with Ramesha. How cooked is cooked? The Shach here says, how cooked is cooked? Shach sifkot zayin, mishar siach aloesh, hainu, kol shenishtanet. I'm sorry. Hainu she yismait mibidosai al yedei resicha. Kikos harashba. Has to be cooked enough she yismait mibidosai that it loses volume al yedei resicha. That it loses some of its volume through cooking. Ramesha writes it has to be a nicker amount, a noticeable amount that it loses. And that's where Ramesha comes to his number of 165 degrees. So again, it depends probably on what's a normal time of Bishul. Ramesha writes that at 165 degrees, it loses 10% of its volume. But he doesn't say how many minutes of cooking. He doesn't explain it. Obviously, if you cook it for 2 minutes, it's not going to lose 10%. But Ramesha writes that at 165, it'll lose a significant amount. And therefore, Ramesha comes to the amount of 165 degrees.
If
it comes out. Oh, so there's a tshuva, Dor Metzia, and one of the Sfaradish and Gedolim Eretz Yisrael, Tain is a different time of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman Tain is that by us, it doesn't make it, Nishtana Tama, it comes back. He Tain is, Dor Metzia, and he Tain is that it's not Nismait, maybe Dasai. Itaka loses it, but it comes right back. So it's not Nismait, maybe Dasai. So the Shah said, Yanisha Nismait, maybe Dasai.
That it is
Nismai,
then comes back.
So the answer is that Nismai Mimi Dasai is a sheer in heat. It's not that you need the pile to lose me Dasai. It's a sheer in heat, the amount of heat that's Nismai Mimi Dasai. So therefore, that's again Ramesh's understanding. The Lashon Sheher Siach, that says in Ramah, to us, her Siach sounds like bubbling, would have to bubble, which is much hotter. So Rav Moshe in his Bekiyos brings in the tshuva places in Chazal where her siach is used for Yad Seledesbay, which is even less heat. We find that places where the Lashon Sheher siach is used, that's not Maila Resicha, not that it bubbles, that it's just Yad Seledesbay. And therefore Rav Moshe prints this heter of 165 degrees, 175 degrees. Where the 195 comes from, I'm not sure. The sheet of the Talmud Rav, and basically these are the sheetas. We all of us go according to what it says on the label. If it says on the label Mevushel, we say Mevushel. They'll use policies 175. I don't know where the 10 degrees comes in, and that's there. So we have exception number one, Yayim Mevushel. Sif Dalid, the sugar is added. Is Sif Dalid that will get to
Mevushel.
The time was to know you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to different asherim at different policies. I do want to mention, I mentioned on Shabbos HaGadol that unfortunately people today just use any wine that says Hebrew letters on it. People think you go into a Yid store and you buy wine. Not all wine. I mentioned that people come to Mass for Shabbos or for a Suda and bring me wine. Rive of the bottles of wine they bring, I don't use. I only use the wines that are on the KAJ's approved list. The KAJ's has an approved list of Hechsherim. Of Hechsherim to accept. They don't accept the national Hechsherim. Well, maybe we'll get to why not. There are still a handful. I had made copies on my shtender upstairs. There are a handful of photostats of the KAJ list I have in my house on the shelf where we keep the wine. We have taped on the list because people come, they bring wine. We don't want to use it. I tell them, go check the list. I don't want them to be offended on a personal level. But you should be selective in which wine you use. And Mr. Shem, hopefully, will learn why.